Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Thunderheads, a podcast for Thunder fans by Thunder fans.
Welcome to the debut of the Thunderheads Fast Break. I am Brandon Soule, joined as always by Rob Larson. Hello. And the dark and stormy Jason Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Say hi to the people, Jason. Hello. One more time.
Oh. Again.
Okay, so it looked like the Cavs were going to sit their big three. Everyone thought the Thunder were going to have an easy win. They really needed a win.
Then they pulled a fast one on us.
Big three end up playing. Vegas is going crazy, changing the spread back and forth. Thunder somehow still come out with a win. So that brings us to our first topic. Best win of the season, Rob?
Yeah, I think pretty easily, right? I mean, the Cavs, who destroyed the Thunder in Cleveland already this year, and then the fact that they played everybody and the Thunder won. I mean, yeah, it was awesome to watch.
They were coming off a back-to-back, right? But still,
yeah,
it's the defending champs. So I definitely think we looked really, really good. And there was ball movement from the bench, which was nice to see. Campaign had a great game.
LeBron played 41 minutes.
Which is crazy. I mean, they were talking about sitting him, and then he plays 41 minutes. Like, how does that?
Well, I think that's kind of been the issue with them all year. I think LeBron's played like the second most minutes in the NBA. But yeah, like you said, Jason, Campaign had a great game, his best game by far. He's been back, right?
Looked great.
I mean, he was just on fire. If it wasn't for him in that first half, it could have kind of gotten ugly with the way the Thunder kind of let it go. Thunder were down two. I think they were down two at halftime.
Yeah.
And we were all worried about that third quarter, and they actually played well in the third quarter. But another thing, every single person on the Thunder's team was a positive in the plus-minus department, which shows you that, you know, the starters weren't overwhelmingly better than the bench. I mean, Cleveland's bench is no good, but it's still encouraging to see the Thunder's bench, especially Campaign, come out there and make a difference and keep them in the game and even extend the lead.
Yeah, it was. And then any worry about Sabonis continues to struggle? I mean, you said everybody was positive. He was a zero and plus minus.
Right.
But just the concern there.
I consider zero positive, by the way.
Okay.
Because it does have a negative next to it.
It's not a negative. That's
a negative sign. But yeah, about Sabonis. I mean, he had his moments where he looked like he's looked lately, right? I mean, he's missing easy layups. But he was still okay on the defensive end, and he made a couple shots. He at least got a couple mid-range shots to go down for him. It wasn't his worst game, so wasn't like everything was bad. He just still had he could have had 15 points, but he just did what he's been doing.
It helps whenever you have, you know, when you're guarding Kevin Love, who, you know, is not really somebody that's going to bully him down. He did it a little bit, but not really a bunch. And then, you know, Kevin Love is not a great defender. And so I thought Sabonis did a really good job on him. He got him biting on pump fakes. He's struggling to finish around the rim.
Yeah, and it's just
another thing is Oladipo. Another thing, Oladipo, 4 for 6, 12 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was kind of weird because I didn't feel like he was dominating the fourth quarter because I kind of felt like Russ was dominating the fourth quarter. Russ really didn't play that well in the three quarters leading up to it. His numbers looked good, of course. But he wasn't really playing great, and then he took over the fourth quarter. He's making plays for everybody, including Oladipo, and Oladipo was making shots.
Yeah, I mean, he looked great in the fourth, and like it's nice to see him kind of come through in the clutch where we haven't seen him do that a lot, and it's nice that he's kind of started to pick up the pace a little bit. I liked that T-Mac today on the jump that was recorded in OKC kind of told him to be a little bit more aggressive and stop deferring to Russ.
Did you like that? Because I saw that too. T-Mac told Oladipo, he goes, I don't need you to defer to Russ. I need you to play your game, be aggressive. And I'm putting myself in. Yeah, it was awkward. Like, how do you answer that if you're Oladipo? Like, oh, you know what? You're right, man. I hadn't thought about that.
Stop.
Like,
there it is.
Yeah. Another bright spot, Steven Adams. I mean, bright spot doesn't sufficiently describe how well he played. in that game, it was totally polar opposite as to how he played and kind of got dominated by Tristan Thompson in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Comes back, has 23-10, I think it was, against the Cavs, and 36 offensive rebounds in his last four games. That's 9 a game if you're bad at math. Impressive.
I am bad at math, so thank you.
No problem.
That is really impressive, especially with, I mean, because offensive rebounds, I think, for this team mostly came from Enes Kanter. And so the fact that Adams is stepping up and doing that, and, you know, I hope that somebody else like LaVerne would be able to pick up that role a little bit too. But the fact that Steven Adams is doing it, I think, makes it a little bit more sweet because he's somebody that we wanted to step up, and he is.
Yeah, he's getting his rebounds on the offensive end. Russ is getting his rebounds on the defensive end now. And so it's kind of working out evenly there. I mean, I don't know if you can expect Adams to get 9 offensive rebounds a game going forward, no. But it's nice to see. All right, going on to our next topic, topic number 2. You know the big game that's coming. Golden State, Kevin Durant coming to town. Everyone's been waiting on it all year. I personally am just, I'm freaking out a little bit. I don't know how to feel. Yeah, so what kind of reception do you expect from the crowd when KD's introduced, maybe even throughout the game? All boos?
I think it's going to be a lot of boos. Probably more boos than I've ever heard before.
Blues?
Blues.
What's blues?
Blues, yeah. Lots of boos, though.
So not even, like, cheering when he's introduced? I mean, they're saying no tribute video or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get cheered for. Maybe by the couple Golden State fans that are spattered throughout the arena, but...
That's going to piss me off, too.
Yeah, it is going to be really annoying. But I think, I saw Up the Thunder posted an article today about that, like how people were wanting silence. And they were like, well, if you just are silent, then the Golden State fans that are there are going to cheer.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
You got to boo. You got to boo.
I mean, people are going to boo, right, Rob? I mean,
yeah, and I don't have a problem with it. I would, if I was there, I would boo the crap out of him. It has nothing to do with being, angry that. Or maybe it does a little bit.
Yeah, maybe everything.
All of it's about being angry.
It's not much for me, though. I think it's more so if he had just left,
right.
that would have been okay. It was the fact of, for one, how he did it and then where he went.
Exactly.
And so if he had just left, I think you see what you would have gotten from everybody else that has returned probably. They would have probably thrown together something, but I think it's how it all happened and where he went that he deserves to get booed, and I hope that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and he probably would have, say he would have went to the Celtics, he probably still would have gotten booed, but the build-up to the game probably wouldn't be as significant or, as televised as it is. It'd still be, promoted.
But like, at least he didn't go to the team that beat him in the Western Conference Finals. Like,
right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We did a poll on Twitter, and I asked everyone what they're going to do if they're at the game or if they were going to the game, what would they do? 74% say boo everything from the intros to every time he touches the ball. I heard people today saying, just boo the entire game, even if he doesn't have the ball.
That's what Utah does with Kanter.
Yeah,
so, that's true.
And that's but not they, even near the same thing that what happened with KD. Oh, no. It's like nowhere traded. Near.
Yeah. Okay, topic number 3. Topic number 3, does the Thunder have a chance to win?
Mm. Yeah.
Elaborate.
How big of a chance?
Set a number.
Like a percentage of
Yeah.
I'm going to go
you're about to drop a 50, aren't you?
99%. I'm going
I'm picking the Thunder to win.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Not just because you predicted them to go 2-1 this week?
That's why.
That has something to do with it.
Okay.
But you
feel like they're going to play well?
Well, they're coming off of the Warriors are coming off of a back-to-back. They're playing tonight against Memphis. I think that...
And by the way, Memphis has beaten them twice this year. So yeah. Golden State's going to give them everything they have tonight, I would assume.
Well, and not to mention that there's no way they're not looking towards tomorrow already. Sure. They've been getting questions on it, just like the Thunder players have been getting questions on it. And so I really do think that they could come in a little bit tired. The Thunder have been somewhat competitive for portions of those games. And so you know, I don't think the Kanter injury really affects this game that much. We saw Kanter be ineffective against them previously. And so, yeah, I think the Thunder have a decent chance. I'm going to pick the Thunder. So I'm going to say a 55% chance the Thunder win.
Wow.
I think it's going to be tough. 25%.
Yeah, I'd hang around 25, but I do like the Thunder to keep it competitive. The one thing that I do worry about, and I'm curious to see if you guys think, or if you guys are worried about this at all, maybe the fact that the fans, the crowd's booing KD the entire game, if that gets him going, are you worried about that a little bit?
A bit, yeah.
I mean, because could there be a worse situation than the crowd booing and KD just I mean, he's been on fire against the Thunder both times they played this year. Yeah. So if he does it again.
So if he sets another season high.
Right. If he scores 40 again and it's, you know, a 20-point game at halftime, that would be awful. Which,
well,
will the fans riot?
Well, it's also, I mean, KD, even whenever he was with the Thunder, was a front runner. And so he's obviously on the best team to be able to do that. Yeah. But if they get down, you know, maybe they get a little Draymond starts yelling at him a little bit and we can get that going. And I think he's definitely a type of player that can get in his own head and sure. Hopefully he'll have an off night.
I mean, that's
kind of
amazing. That would be so great. I mean, if he starts 1-for-11, that's all I want.
But I'll be scared the whole game that one of them is going to go off for like 5 threes in a row, and no matter how big of a lead we have, it just like collapses. And
so that's one thing that'll really be nervous. Important is that one thing that's important is that Russ calms his nerves, right? I mean, he's going to be amped up, just like probably Steven Adams will be amped up. How Kanter would be amped up if he was playing, you know, the guys that were on the team last year. So Russ, I mean, he does everything for this team, so he's really got to keep his cool. And maybe a guy like Oladipo, who wasn't a part of this team last year, who really this game is just another game to him. Maybe he can, you know, provide and kind of play like he did against the Cavs, hopefully, because the Thunder are going to need it. They're going to need everyone to play well to win this game.
Yeah, and they're going to need Robertson to continue to step up as well. He's been playing.
Robertson's been playing some great ball. What about him when he drives the basket?
Right?
It's almost like he's catching his defender off guard because they didn't know he could do that. Right.
Well, it is different. I mean, the way that you defend him is different. So it probably is, you know, for that defender, it's a little different. And he's quick. And then the Thunder's dunks are just incredible.
Yeah, they've been awesome.
Thunder have one of the best dunking teams in the league. Maybe if not the best. Think about Abrinas' dunk. We got to talk about that.
Oh, man, that was amazing.
That came out of nowhere. It like launched me out of my seat.
That was possible.
Well, we knew that he had underrated hops, right? Because he's shown them here and there. He's had a couple blocks this season, maybe a dunk or two that we're like, oh, okay. And then he does that. He cocks it to the side and throws it down over Tristan Thompson. A good shot blocker.
Right.
Russ was fired up.
that looked awesome.
That's fun.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We're going to push this to iTunes so all our subscribers will get it. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at OKC Thunderheads. Is YouTube, too? This will be on YouTube, right,
yes,
Jason?
Sir.
I don't know if it's on any other things, but we'll have it figured out. This is the first one of many, so thanks. Thunder up.
I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to Metro PCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to Metro PCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.